You know, me and your lady there in March, they usually make a mud hole and water it all up all bad and get sloppy. Go to Psalm 119, 105. It amazes me how God does things. Brother Bobby got up here and announced his text and started a couple of words, and I said, oh no. You ever had that happen, preachers?
Yeah.
But I've learned a long time ago, sometimes oh no is not what I should say, but glory to God, because God knows what he's doing, amen? The Lord gave me this message and said, preach it. And when Brother Bobby started preaching, I said, uh-oh. He said, no, preach it. You see what Brother Bobby did? He kind of instructed. He kind of taught a little bit. He was teaching. You don't mind if I get a little preachy, do you? Amen? Good. Amen. That's good. Psalm 119, 105. The Bible says none or noon. I looked that up. It says noon, I guess, but I still call it none. So if I say none, that's what it is. Amen? Just to me. None, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the word of God this morning. Thank you for the liberty we still have to stand here and preach it, to hear it, and God, most of all, to apply it and live it. Thank you, Lord. Help us, God, to be the believers we say we are, God. And Lord, help us to do what you'd have us do. Lord, please speak to hearts. Maybe there's one here this morning still struggling and needs to be saved. God, would you save them? And Lord God, there's some here, no doubt, in the throes of a battle. And Lord God, I pray you'd help them with their battle. I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. This particular psalm is broken down into 22 sections, each one for a letter from the Hebrew alphabet. And this particular section is the 14th section. And it is, I believe so, on purpose. If I did not believe I had a perfect Bible this morning, I would not be standing here. What's the use? I mean, what is the use? Amen? I mean, listen, if you don't have a book that can change your life, listen, if you've got a book that was written according to man's opinion, then you're no better than man's opinion.
Right.
I had a fellow the other day. I mean, listen, God shows you something from that book. If you read that book every day, God will speak to you.
Amen.
Amen. And he'll give you things out of that book that'll light your fire. Amen. I mean, they'll excite you. They'll ignite your igniter. I mean, they'll get you going. Amen. And so, you know, I've been reading and studying. I've listened. I had a question from God, or for God, I'm sorry, for about 40 years. All the years I've been studying and looking in the Bible, I had a particular question, and I'd ask all the greatest minds, Bible minds I knew in the country, everywhere I went. I said, hey, look, you got an answer for that? And they'd say, I don't know, brother. I don't know. And they said, well, it's this way, brother, but they weren't really sure. Listen, man, when you get something from God, there's a surety to it. Amen? And God put this thing down as a surety. And if you'll believe every word in your King James Bible was put there on purpose by God for you,
amen,
amen, you'll get somewhere. You'll get somewhere that nobody else will. God will show you things. Why? You just believe every word's his. Listen, the psalmist said right there in that first two words, thy word. He wasn't doubting, amen, the authority of that book.
Amen.
He wasn't doubting, amen, the origin of the word of God. It did not come, and our brother so aptly explained this morning from scripture, it did not come by the will of man. I had a fellow that I was talking to, he said, after I laid out all this thing, God showed me after 40 years. God showed me. Just stay in the book, man. God will show you things. Every day sometimes. And man, I'm telling you, and he says, well, that's your opinion. I said, you want to know what my opinion is? If you took my opinion and a dollar, you couldn't even get a cup of coffee anymore. That's what it's worth. By the way, you know what yours is worth? Less. Amen? A man who won't hold the word of God in highest esteem doesn't deserve any right to speak his opinion. Amen. So, amen, David is not questioning. You know, I've been reading the first five books here, you know, Deuteronomy and boy, I just don't know. Is that God's word? I mean, I've got the book of the law, but is that God's word? He's not standing there going, oh no. No, he is assured. He said, thy word. It's God's word, amen. It's not a man's word. It's God's word. I got an end for this thing. Just hold on. He said, thy word, amen, is a lamp under my feet. You know what that book will do? That book will light your way.
Amen, brother.
That book says in Psalm 37, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in their in his way.
Right.
Anybody that's known me more than about 20 minutes knows I am delighted to be doing what I'm doing.
Amen. That's right.
I have found the purpose of God for my life, and I've been in it now for 40 years. Amen. And though my body's starting to fall apart, then boy, I'm telling you, there's something on the inside doing flip-flops. It gets so excited, it's hoping my body will fall apart so it can get out of here. Amen. I'm telling you, man, that's the way this thing is. It's real. Amen.
Right.
It's God. It's God's word. And the psalmist, amen, and just like any other writer, did you ever see any of the writers in here said, oh, Lord, I'm not sure this is you, but here's what I'm going to write. No. It's not that way. It's God's word. Amen. So here we are in this psalm under the heading of none. I looked that up because I'm a hillbilly. You know me, right? I looked that thing up, and it's the 14th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, right? So it's, and it denotes 14. Well, if you know anything about numbers, 14's got a connection, amen? 7 times 2 is 14. 7's perfect. You've got something right there that's twice perfect. Now, I know, everybody, your mind runs right immediately to over there in Psalms 12, right, where it says, I lost it. It says that it's purified 7 times, right? But this is talking perfection. This is just a little side note. God sent you. Amen. To tell you how perfect it is. It's twice perfect. Listen, it was perfect, brother, in the original.
Yes, sir.
But it's perfect, amen, in the translation.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Right. It's perfect.
Right.
There's no doubt about it. Amen. Listen, you know what you have to be? You have to be educated out of the Word of God.
That's right,
man.
You have to be educated to the facts, amen, that'll put you in la-la land. Amen. But you know what I've found all across this country, and yea, even around the world, there are people today, even in foreign countries, that their native tongue is not English, who believe that the King James Bible is preserved, inspired, amen, by God for them.
Amen.
I didn't tell them that. Nobody else told them that. They just got a hold of the King James Bible and started reading and said, wow, look at this thing. It's alive. Amen. By the way, I know that brother did that with his hat. Amen.
Amen.
So, you know, this book is the very foundation of our life and the very foundation of our faith. Amen. It's the very foundation of our eternal life.
Yeah.
Right? Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Amen.
Yeah.
Now, David's penning those words, and he's not doubting. He is not doubting the very truth that it's God's word. You know, my grandma gave me a King James Bible. One of them, they called it leatherette, I guess, back in the day. What's that? Fake leather. Nothing more than paper that looks like leather, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave me that Bible. I still have it somewhere in a box. But that's the very first Bible I ever opened. And back when I was, you know, a young teenager, I opened that book. And I looked at it, and I'll be honest with you, Brother Harold, it looked like somebody dipped a chicken in the inkwell and turned it loose on a page. I mean, I wasn't getting it. I mean, it just wasn't there. Why? Because the Spirit hadn't been enlightened yet. It hadn't been made alive yet. It was still dead within me. Amen? But I remember this. I remember getting saved, and nobody in the room but me and God. Amen? I thank God that God had the patience with me that man wouldn't have. Back in the day when I got saved, and I just ran into some crowd the other day, man, doing the same thing. 1, 2, 3, okay, you're saved. Where's back to the narrow way, patiently win them?
Yeah.
And we don't want to win them to ourselves. Why? Because we're not what we ought to be. Why? Because we don't have that book in us like we ought to have that book in us. That book will make the difference in you. Amen. Amen. I was going to say something, but I'll go on. So it's the very foundation of our faith and our life. You know, back there in John 6:68, what did Peter say? Lord, whereunto shall we go? Thou hast the words of life.
Right. Amen.
You want life? You'll get it from that book. I believe it says back there in Proverbs that it's the it gives strength to your bones.
Amen.
Health to your marrow.
That's right.
Amen. This book will do it. Amen. So he's penning this thing. He's not questioning. He just said it's thy word. This thing came from God. Amen. And as our brother quoted the other, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. It just hit me this morning. I mean, I've seen it 100 times. It just hit me this morning. They spake. It wasn't in the writing, it was in the speaking. Yet somehow it got put down in the book, and God preserved that thing. Amen. God put his unction on it. Amen. God put his hand upon it, and God made it real. Amen. And God made it alive. Amen. And God made it God's word.
Amen.
And so it's thy word. It came from God. And then thy word. Amen. Now, you know what David did not question? He did not question the existence of an extant word of God.
Right.
He didn't. He was holding the word of God in his hands. That which we have handled. That which we have tasted. That's what we have seen. The apostle said there in John, I believe it was. 2 John. Right? He's not questioning this thing that it's existing. Well, boy, there sure is a bunch of educated fools out there telling us that it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
We got to have their opinion. We got to have their book. Amen. And the only thing about it is they can't agree with each other.
Amen, brother.
They've been training the same lie, but they can't agree with each other. Amen. And they want you and me to believe them. Now listen, man, if you go to talk to somebody, you stand there and say, I'll be well, you know, I'm well, it could be, but maybe, but I'm not believing that dude.
Yeah.
He's trying to make up a lie to cover the last lie he told.
Yeah.
Amen. Here this guy is. I mean, David is not doubting its existence in his day. Present tense. Thy word is. Amen? Amen. Thy word is. Listen, if it was is in David's day, amen, what is it today? It still is. Amen? It's an eternal book. Right? He's not doubting its existence. Amen. It was extant in his day, it's eternal, and it's extant in our day. 2 Peter 1:19, wherefore we have. Brother, you said all that, you didn't know all them adverbs and nouns and pronouns and all that. I was kind of the same way. But I know this, that word have, what tense is that? That's present tense. We have, right now, today, Timothy, a more sure word of prophecy.
Amen.
Amen. And that, amen. That's God's word. And he said this, whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn, the day star rising in your heart. Amen. Now, not only is David sure of God's word's origin or its existence, but he's very sure of its veracity, of the truth of God's word. Amen. When God says it, that settles it. Doesn't matter who believes it.
That's right.
Amen. God said it, and brother, you better take it to the bank because it's going to happen. Right? He said, thy word is a light. I'm sorry, is a lamp unto my feet. I remember growing up as a boy in Sundays, you know, of course, we was all heathens. But I remember sitting there at Sunday in the morning, and, you know, mom and dad wouldn't be up yet, so I'd have to turn the TV on back when you had to walk over to the TV and turn it on, you know, change the channel. And I'd have the TV on, and I'd go back and sit down there. And Pastor Hayne, they had a program on TV called Lamp Under My Feet. And they had these preachers, you know. And I'd listen to them. You know, I cannot remember one thing any of them said. All I remember is, at least back then, they had something out of the Word of God on television. That was, at least the title was right.
Amen.
Amen. A Lamp Under My Feet. It'll light you up. You take a lamp. Remember the lamps or the lampshade, you know? And
the shape's kind of, it might be shaped a little conical or whatever, but it's round, right? Square, whatever. But it's round, most of them, right? So you hold that lamp up like this, and what do you have? You got a lamp under your feet. You got light right down here. Now out there, you can't see too good. Not as good as you can here, but that says a light under my path. If you took that lamp and laid it down like this, what's in the top of the lamp shape? It's a big hole. That's light out. There, you need some more light for the path out. There you go. Amen. If you'll hold this book where it belongs in reverence, amen, and believe it like God intended us to believe it, what will it be? It'll be a lamp under your feet and a light under your path. And the steps of a good man will be ordered by the Lord, and you will delight in your way. Amen. Listen, man, I've known lost people that had a blessed business because they simply applied the precepts in God's word to their business. And they were no more saved than Job the turkey. Amen. But God blessed their business because they honored the word of God. And some of them got saved afterward, later on, you know. Amen. But here it is, man. You can't beat the book. You can't beat the... What a book, man. What a book. And when Jesus said to them, John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Mm-hmm. Amen. David's not doubting that truth any more than the Lord Jesus Christ was doubting. Sanctify them. Amen. Before Jesus even spoke that, David believed that. Mm-hmm. Say, well, you know, I have a hard time believing that, you know, because, you know, it wasn't even written yet. Jesus hadn't come yet. Well, then throw out Psalm 119, verse 11, which said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. David believed in being sanctified through the word of God a long time before it was even written down, before Jesus spoke. Why? Because he'd experienced it. Oh, he did he? Yeah, well, you look up Numbers chapter 23. Here's another one. This book will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from this book.
That's right.
Numbers 32:23 says this, but if ye will not do so, behold, ye have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. Now, did that verse ever come to pass in David's life? Remember now, that's Numbers 23. David had the books of the law. David had all that. Right? Be sure your sin will find you out. You go a little further down the track in reading your Bible, you get to Samuel. Amen. And you get over there where Nathan the prophet comes to David. And David has committed sin with Bathsheba. Amen. And Nathan sticks his old bony finger in his nose and said, thou art the man. David believed in the prophecies coming true. And he knew, amen, that there is more than just truth in that book. There's truth yet to unfold.
Amen.
And it will unfold exactly like God said it would. Amen.
Amen.
Right? And so, that's the number one reason right there. Therein lies the number one reason folks won't read a King James Bible. And they won't believe a King James Bible. Why? Because when you read it, it reads you.
Right.
It knows the thoughts and intents of your heart. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Amen. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even dividing asunder the soul and spirit, joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Yes, it is.
Amen. It knows your heart, man. You can't get around that book. Oh, but I'm going to sneak in the back way. You ain't getting in.
That's right.
You can sneak all you want to, man. The door's closed until you get your heart right with God. Say, okay, straight up, God, I'm guilty. Amen? And admit to God your fault. Admit to God your sin. And ask him to forgive you. Amen? Why? Because it pierces. You hear it. It's the foundation of our faith. So then faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Amen? Faith. You can't have faith without this book. Amen? And the more this book you get in you, the more faith you'll find. There'll be things in you don't even know. Did you ever have something come out of your mouth and go, where'd that come from? Might have been a bad thing. But man, I'm telling you, after 40 years, I'm beginning to see that, hey man, you ever wonder, anybody sitting here wondering, is that book really hitting in me? Is it really doing any difference for me? Well, take a look back. Do a little backtracking, if you will. Look back your tracks. Have you seen some place where you would have done something one way, but all of a sudden there was a restraint there and you didn't do it that way, you did it a different way, which was more glorifying to God and more honoring to God? That book guides your steps, man. It'll guide your steps, guard your steps. If you'll believe it and read it, put it where it belongs, in the place that it belongs in, it discerns the heart, man. Now, I'll never forget when I first got saved. The first day, I got saved on Saturday night. Sunday morning, y'all heard my testimony. Sunday morning, I'm in church, and I'm sitting at the pastor's desk. He's on one side, I'm on the other. And he's got the King James Bible open. He's going through that thing, and he's reading my mail. I mean, he's right here. He's in. Bang, okay, check. Guilty, yep, guilty. I said, preacher, how do you know all that stuff? Listen, man, I live on basis. You're a civilian. I know you ain't peeking in my kitchen window. How do you know all that stuff? He looked at me, kind of chuckled. He said, I don't. But he held up that Bible and he said, this book does. Randy, I looked at him, I said, my goose is cooked. If that book knows me that good, I am in trouble. He said, now wait a minute. He went over and showed me a few things about if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all honor. Amen. And so, well, it's a little better. Amen. He said, he explained some things to me with it. But I want you to know, amen, that book knows why you did what you did. That book knows why. Everybody say something. I'm sorry, I didn't really mean that. Why'd you say it? Because this stinking flesh is wicked. Yeah. And it'll utter things that are perverse. Yeah. Amen. Kind of quiet. Yeah, this is preaching, it's not teaching, right? Listen, this book will read you. And you know what? We need to be read.
Yes.
I'm glad somebody knows me better than I know me. Yeah. Amen. Without it, what would I be? I would not be doing what I'm doing right now if that book didn't read me and God make some changes in my life. The very first thing God changed, I know y'all wouldn't like it. Amen. I wouldn't like it. Amen. I'd be up here cussing. And out of my mouth every other word. You know. Man, all of a sudden, man, things started changing after I got saved. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, I got a new vocabulary.
That's right.
And then my thoughts. You know what? I still have problem with my thoughts because I've got flesh. But it sure ain't as bad as it used to be. Amen. I mean, I find myself thinking going down the road. Next thing I know, I'm shouting now. I'll be driving down the road. I like West Texas. There's nothing for 800 miles.
Yeah, that's right.
But you can drive down the road because there's no traffic. And you can talk to God. And I'd be talking away sometimes. My wife would say, what? I said, I wasn't talking to you. Amen. Why? Because, man, the thoughts are working. And they're coming up from God, man. There's things I'm talking to God about. It's like, wow, this is so good. I mean, I've had almost a couple times I wanted to just pull over and do about 50 laps around my trailer and motorhome and truck and all the whatever I was driving at the time. Woohoo! Glory to God, man. Look at that. You ever had God just give you an answer for a trouble you've been fighting?
Amen.
And man, all of a sudden, it's like that burden's gone. That struggle is over. And man, there's a liberty now that you didn't have in that area before. What a joy. Why? Because that book works in you if you'll let it.
That's right. Amen.
The book is eternal. The book is exciting.
Yes.
I was just with had to fly out to Las Vegas, take care of some things out there. There's a whole other story in that, but But one of my students is there. He's a retired major in the United States Air Force, and he teaches a couple classes for me in the Institute. And man, he called me 3 or 4 times. He said, "Preacher, preacher, look what I found, man. Look what I found." He said, "Yesterday," he said, "I was sitting there," and he said, "I was reading my Bible in the morning like I always do." And he said, "I'm reading away. And he said, "All of a sudden, I looked up and it was just time to go to work." I said, "Oh, God, I got it. What about, can't you spend this time, man? I want to read some more." It's exciting. Man, that book ever lights you up like that? That thing ever excites you? I mean, from the top of your head down to the tip of your toes? I mean, you ever just come out shouting? I'll never forget getting the courses I took, and I took them by, you know, correspondence. And my wife, she's downstairs where we lived in an old shotgun house. It was, you know, shoot from one end to the other of it. But it has two stories. I was up clear up in the front of the house, upstairs, she was down the front downstairs in the living room. And I'm up there shouting, and she comes running up there. I said, "I finally found somebody that believes the Lord! I get sick and tired of hearing." Well, in the Greek it says.
Come on, brother, you're right.
I don't speak Greek. Amen. You want to correct this book, you better find somebody else to correct it to. And then they go to church and sit there like, "Go ahead and move me if you can, preacher." Yeah. "Well, I know Jesus saved. I know my sins are forgiven. I know. What'd you get? What'd you get? Man, can't you get a little excited that you are not going to hell? Because of the declaration of that book? Because of what you did with Jesus Christ? I mean, can't you get excited about that? I mean, at least a holy grunt. Amen. Why? Because, man, you ain't going to hell ever if you're saved. Amen. And then, man, to know that you've got God's word on any situation you find. Well, he's not in my situation. If you look for him, he is. Sometimes he's standing out there like this. Get it?
Yeah.
He's waiting on you. He's saying, "Lord, what did I do wrong? I've been trying to do this thing right. It's all messed up." Well, I'm glad you asked. Now let me show you. Let me guide your steps. Take a look over here. I mean, I've looked down at that thing and said, "Lord, I don't know what I did, but I'm sorry for whatever it was. God, I don't know what to do from here." And the Lord said, "Go here." I mean, and I opened it up, and there was my answer right there. Thank you, Lord. Amen. That book is real. Amen. It's eternal. It's exciting. And it's for everyday use and application. It'll work just as good for you as it did for David. Amen. He said, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Amen. It's just that sweet today for you and me. Amen. For everyday use and application. Man, when I first got saved, there's some folks needed the King James Bible. As I started witnessing all the guys worked around me, and I had several of them, so I'm saved. You are? Man, you couldn't prove it by the way you're acting, the way you live, and the way I said, if my salvation depended on you to get me to heaven, I'd have went to hell. You never told me. Never one time even gave me an opportunity. Amen. And the way they were acting is like they didn't have a God. I mean, people fretting and stewing and, I mean, over the stupidest stuff. I mean, we go off to Germany and they got a big hurricane goes through North Carolina. I'm stationed and went over to Germany. I was over there for about 90 days. And this hurricane goes through and they told us, "Don't call home. We need the lines open." Isn't that amazing? They only had a few lines back then. "And we need the lines open for official communication, so don't call home." "Okay. We'll tell you what's okay." Man, the minute that thing was okay, the lines were busy again with every GI order. And I got this one guy, and he was one of those who said he was a Christian, never witnessed to me, and never knew from his own mouth, never knew anyone that he was saying. If he was, he'd need another dose. Because what he got didn't work so good. But here he is. And I'm calling home because I'm lost. I'm still a lost man. I'm calling home to say, make sure my wife and my two kids at that time are okay. That he didn't get blown off the map. He said, I'm not going to worry about calling. Why aren't you going to call? He's fretting and stewing about his pickup truck. And it was a Nissan. It wasn't even a full-blown truck. Back then, Nissan didn't make a big truck. I said, dude, you worried about your truck, man. It's going to rust in about 5 years and you don't have it anymore. I mean, you got a wife and a little baby girl. Ain't you worried about what happened to them? He said, oh, I know they'll be all right. You know, bad things happen to God's people too. I'm going to check whether I'm saved or not, man. Amen. It's for everyday use and application, man. Apply that book. Put it in your life. Why? So others can see what you got inside of you. They're not going to come up, amen, and open your mouth and pry your jaw down, look down at your throat. You have God in there. Amen. No, man, how we carry ourselves through our daily life through an application of that book to us makes a difference in how they perceive our God. Amen. It's for everyday use and application. That book will clean you. It'll feed you. It'll clothe you. It'll make your bones strong. It'll give you light. Man, I could go on and on and on. But David said, thy word is a lamp under my feet and light under my path. We are in dark times. Times that most of us, some of us in here anyway, didn't think we'd ever see. Never dreamed I'd see the things going on there going on in our country. My father-in-law said 22 years ago, the year before he died, he said, oh, that stuff will never happen. We were talking about the dangers of things, these religions and, you know, all this stuff with others coming in and Muslims and, you know, bombing places and things, blowing up things. And, oh, that'll never happen. That was before 9/11. He died before that, never got to see it. Listen, you get in that book will give you light you don't get, that nobody else gets, amen? That thing will keep your path straight. And no matter what comes, you'll find the steps of God for you in here. Whatever you need, it's there. You need salvation, it's right there. Let God speak to you. You need, amen, some victory, it's right there. Let God speak to you. You need some provision? It's right there. Let God speak to you. Whatever you need some peace? It's right there. Let God speak. Would you just let God speak? And more than that, we call ourselves Bible believers. Let God speak, but let it be real. Let it apply to you what God said. So that was 400 years ago. That was just when they did the King James part of it. They've been around longer than that. Mm-hmm. See, one of these days, we're going to step over into eternity. What is his word? It's eternal. So what's that mean? It always was. It always was. God was just waiting for a chance to put it down so that we could get it. And now we've got it. Mm-hmm. And now it's up to you and me to live it. It's up to you and me to believe every word in that book and apply every word in that book to us so that we can make a difference so others out there can see our God is real. Brother Hayne, I don't mean to step in anything. You just mentioned this place over here. I'm sitting here trying to figure out, boy, I hope I don't park in that spot. I don't want to make the neighbor mad. Amen. I want to know, amen, my God's real. So what's Pastor Hayne trying to do? He wants the neighbors to know our God's real here. Amen. Come to Black Creek Baptist Church, man, God's real here. And we're going to see some God that's real this week.
Amen.
But will you believe it? Man, if you'll just believe God, amen, and do what God says do, like God said do it, you'll see great things from God, amen. Let's pray. Now, Lord, we love you and thank you so much, God, for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you for this book, Lord. What a book. No other book like it on the planet.
No other book like it in eternity. Lord, it's your book. And I'm thankful.